For years now, the trials and triumphs of home ownership have provided fodder for reality television, especially renovations. Now, a new show on the Reality Network is taking that idea a step further, or back, as in what has to happen before a makeover. It's called DIY Permits. As Alex Frias reports, it's part of a growing trend of reality TV that dramatizes real-life run-ins with red tape.
You can't transfer me. I was just transferred to you. Hello?
They transferred him.
Ugh.
In the pilot episode of DIY Permits, we follow Sam Poblonsky and his wife Yolanda. They're on a quest to get their plans for a new master bathroom approved.
I mean, imagine the space without that wall. Is this going to really, it's going to change.
It's going to change our lives. I mean, how much time are we going to save? Yeah. Like, it's worth it right there.
Mm-hmm. And somebody wants his bidet.
It's
okay.
It's for me.
But before they can get that dream bathroom, they have to get their building permit.
This guy who's supposed to be reviewing our plans is on extended leave. I mean, it's ruining our lives.
Instead of picking faucets and fixtures, the Poblonskys are just trying to find out what's going on at the permit office.
Okay, Sandy Park.
Oh, me?
Ma'am, I'm sorry. I was here next. I was waiting.
I get that. We've all been, we're all just waiting here. I'm gonna need to...
Look, there's a lot of visual challenge with this genre.
That's Sheila Parksdale, professor of reality TV studies at Barden University Online.
You've got a lot of waiting rooms, people on the phone, and you can't use a lot of the conventions of renovation shows, before and after shots for one, because they'd be as boring.
But Reality Network producer John Smoligow disagrees. He says these types of shows are relatable.
These are real situations. They're full of emotion. There's logistical headaches. People are looking at their phones and they're thinking, like, is this insane or is it me? And so now the audience and the stars can be together and facepalm with each other.
Smoligow says programs like DIY Permits show a lot of promise. In fact, he says, audiences can expect more in the coming months.
We're in talks right now to option a show called Canceled. Maybe not the best name for the show, but it pits cable customers against one another.
Please tell me what you're calling about. For example, you can say, billing.
I want to cancel my cable.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Did you mean extend my contract?
Cancel. Cancel my contract.
Did you mean sales?
Look.
Are you still there?
Hello?
Goodbye.
Are you kidding me?
But back to DIY Permits. And spoiler alert, at the end of the first episode, premiering today, the Poblonskys finally get the call they've been waiting for.
This could be it.
Poblonsky?
Yes, yes?
Your building permit's been approved.
We're going to be right there to pick it up.
Unfortunately, we've just closed for the weekend, and then Monday's a federal holiday, and Tuesday,
We finally have our permit, but this process has pretty much sapped me of the will to live.
On TV, home renovations can make you feel like anything is possible. But now reality shows like DIY Permits just remind you of how frustrating they can be. And if TV is supposed to be an escape, then this new kind of reality television may be too real. For NPR News, I'm Alex Frias.
On this April Fool's Day, this is NPR News.